milking the calves were kept away from them, you see, and during the day the calves were kept in this pen, and they were driven up at night from the pasture and milked, and then when they got through milking them, they turned them out with the calves. The calves got what was left. I had six cows to milk day and night.
Yeah, when the cow would be separated from the calf, what words would you use to describe the sound the two would make with the calf? Cow low?
Oh, cow low, oh sure, they'd call the calves. You see, you kept the calves separated from the cows during the day because the calves would get all the milk if they ran with the cows. So you kept your calves in the pen during the day and turned the cows out to pasture. Well, they came in that night. You let the calves, for just a short while, start till the milk came down. Then you knocked the calf, then you pushed the calf off. We got through milking, and then you turned the calves back in.
When you separate the calves from the cow, what kind of sound would the calves
do? Oh, of course, calves would low, and so would the cows. They would, yeah.
The reason I ask a question like that is, in some places, I'm told the sound was described as a blate. The calves
would blate. Well, the calves, they have a different tone from the cows, of course. The cows were low, you know, and the calves would, well, it was just a small imitation of the adult low.
And how about the hogs? Where did you keep them?
Oh, boy. The hog killing was something. Uh-huh. Yeah, we kept the hogs. Along in the fall, we'd build a big pen and put the fattening hogs in this pen. Some 8 or 10, and pour the corn to them and just get them just as fat as they could be. And my grandfather would anxiously watch the weather, you know, whether it be a cold spell. See, we had no refrigeration. And he would figure, well, it's going to be cold now and we'll kill hogs. So everything came in. That was a big day. All the colored folks came in and their hands, and they had a hog killing. Scald them and scraped the hair off of them, you know, that was a big day. And we loved to eat the liver on a stick over the fire. And we'd take the bladders and blow them up and make balloons out of them. But that was a big day, and low, it would be terrible if the weather turned hot and lose all your meat. They would just pray it would stay cold till we could get it all cut up and salted down. And then after a certain time in the salt, we'd put it in the smokehouse and smoke it. Looked like the house was on fire. The smoke, you know, boiling out of every crack and crevice in the roof and the sides.
What kind of smoke? What did you
Hickory use? Smoke. Hickory smoke.
You mentioned scraping the hog. Did you have a special name for the hair that stood up in the back if you got mad?
Bristles. You call them bristles. Uh-huh. See, they had a big pot there with the boiling water, and you'd put the hog in that boil after you killed him, and then that would loosen the hair, and you'd scrape the hair off of him. You never skinned a hog, you scraped the hair off of him. See, and you scraped it off.
And the two long teeth?
Niggers called them tushies. Mm-hmm. We had wild hogs down in the swamp. We lived close to a swamp. And the niggers would go down quite often, wild hog hunting. And I remember one night, one of the niggers brought me back. Said, I brought you something. I said, what is it? I got you a pair of tushies, tuss. They were about that long. They were vicious things. He knocked them out with axe and brought them to me. I kept them for years. I let them get away from him. But those things would turn back outside the mouth.
Would they have long, long snouts?
Oh, yeah.
So they really were. Right?
Called them pine rooters. Long snouts, pine rooters, and they could run and lean and lanky, and vicious, too. We had an old nigger named Scott Halbert, one of the hands there. They came back laughing at Scott the next morning. One of these hogs got after Scott, and he ran to a little tree and ran up the little tree, and the little tree bent down with him. And that hog said it was just missing him by inches. He was hanging to the top of the tree.